from around the world. This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode originally released on April 17th, 2006.
It's Bells in the Bat Free, episode number 25. Hello, this is your genial host, John Bell, and today for episode 25, I invite you to join me in the class that I teach, Radio Drama 101. Right now, let me take roll. Arnie Kunchpard.
Present.
Brad Motworth.
Here.
All right, we have 100% attendance today. As you know, the radio dramas of the 30s, 40s, and 50s combined great scripts, great acting, sound effects, and music to do compelling storytelling. Today's example that we're going to play is an exception.
Oh.
I must warn you that the radio drama you're about to hear is filled with exposition, is short on music and sound effects. The script is... well, let's just give it a listen and we can comment as we go.
Oh.
Yes, Brad.
What is this we're about to listen to?
It's a play called The Spectre Bride. According to the information I had, it's from the NBC short story series, which only lasted one season. And you're probably about to find out why. Although when I searched on the internet, I could not find this episode as an NBC short story. So your guess is as good as mine as to where it actually came from. Arnie.
Matthew Bell, will there be a copyright problem playing this on your podcast?
Ixnay on the copyright, K. To the best of my knowledge, this show is in the public domain. If there's anybody out there who can tell me otherwise, then I will pull this from my podcast list. Is that fair enough?
Well, for me, yeah.
But... we're no lawyers.
So you'll back me 100%.
No.
Dandy. And now let's listen to The Spectre Bride.
Alarm clock's going off.
But Mary, darling, tell me what's happened. You're trembling.
Oh, Charles, what are we going to do? I keep telling myself we live in a world that doesn't believe in ghosts. And yet... after the village clock strikes midnight, I know my sister's ghost will come again.
Your sister?
You own a nun?
Yes, Josephine, my sister, whom you never knew.
No, I never heard you speak of her.
I would have told you someday.
Eventually.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
We were very close.
We were handcuffed together.
We were twins, you see.
Siamese?
Identical twins. 3 weeks ago, one morning, an hour or so before dawn, I was sleepless.
In Seattle?
So I went for a walk in the South Garden down near the ancient chapel.
Going to the chapel.
Where we'll be married tomorrow.
You see the bell tower from here? See, there in the moonlight?
Why, yes, I can see it.
In its shadows hangs the bell that's never tolled.
Never tolled what?
That night I looked up in the tower, and there she stood, looking down at me solemnly.
How are you doing down there, sis?
Maybe she's a somnambulist.
Oh, jeez.
I was terrified. For a long time we stared at one another, and then...
she blinked.
Suddenly she was gone. But
I don't understand.
Neither does the audience.
4 years ago, when she was 16, we found her body one morning beneath the bell tower. Her face was drawn with terror.
Who drew her face?
And we never knew why she'd gone to the tower or why she'd fallen from it.
We suspect gravity.
It was on the eve of her marriage.
She's going to marry Eve?
Just as tonight's the eve of ours.
Oh, my darling, is this all that frightens you? Believe me, it was only some illusion of the moonlight.
No, you see... I've seen her twice since then.
You're not going to tell us the story, are you?
2 weeks ago tonight, she stood under the elms.
Yes, she is.
Just yonder, near the chapel.
This lady's pretty talky, isn't she?
She must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
I saw her quite clearly as she walked down the path and disappeared in the darkness.
Fell into a manhole.
For a time, I was so frightened I could hardly move.
Too bad it didn't affect your mouth.
At last, I followed her. But before I reached the highway, the carriage drove away.
What carriage?
I don't know. It's so hard for me to tell you this.
It's even harder to listen to.
Can you get to the point, lady?
Like a terrible dream haunting me every minute that keeps warning me and warning me.
Should have warned the audience.
I did warn you guys.
Oh yeah.
And I'm frightened because I don't know what to do.
Oh, there's nothing to fear now, nothing at all.
So you can stop talking
then
now.
A week
if you
ago tonight,
want to.
Soon after the village clock struck midnight.
The one that does toll.
I saw her a third time. From my bedroom window.
She's not going to give details again, is she?
She came over the lawn from the direction of the Dunhill Crypt.
Yes, she is.
And she walked past the chapel again. Down that same path. A little later, I heard the carriage on the road.
You mean she went away in this carriage?
Why don't you catch the carriage?
Yes, she went away.
Or be under it.
But what can it mean?
That night, I knew she was more than a ghost.
She was a boring ghost.
She was real, alive, even as you and I.
I'm not convinced she's alive.
She's about to bore us to death.
Are you sure, Mary, your sister's really dead? It's happened before. I mean...
she's been dead before?
No, that night I went to her tomb.
Mary.
I had to be sure. So I took the key. The family crypt is next to the chapel. You've seen it many times.
The key or the chapel?
I went there, secretly.
Mary, darling, don't tell me this. It terrifies you to speak of it.
And bores us.
I must, Charles. You see, Josephine's coffin was open and empty.
We can return it for a deposit.
Then she is alive.
No, you're wrong.
Give me a break here. It's hard to keep up.
On Sunday, I went again to the tomb. This time the coffin was closed.
Maybe they closed it
fine. She lay inside as beautiful as when we placed her there 4 years ago.
Except for a certain amount of decomposition.
You must believe me, Charles. It's not the product of some extraordinary nightmare.
But if it's true you've seen this ghost, isn't it the specter of your sister whom you love?
That's just what I expect her to say.
Cute.
Father sent the carriage to London for you this afternoon because I have to tell you this. I love you more than anything in the world.
If you love me, you'll stop talking.
And for that reason, oh, please try to understand me, Charles.
I will, Mary.
No, you won't.
You must go away.
Ooh, opportunity knocks, Charles.
You'll never see me again.
Take her up on it, Charles.
Go for
you
it, Charles.
You must go away. Now, tonight.
Please. Take it, Charles.
Get out of there.
Oh, no, you don't mean that.
I do mean it. I must.
Amscray, Charlie.
It's the only thing left to do. I'm terrified of what may happen if you stay.
But you don't know what you're asking me. How can I leave you when we're to be married tomorrow?
Here's a Greyhound bus schedule.
But you don't understand. You must go. I won't let you stay.
Then tell me what.
Tell me why you cry.
There's more to this than you've said. Tell me the rest of it.
Charles, don't encourage her.
It would do no good. You'd laugh and call me a silly, superstitious woman.
I know I wouldn't, you silly, superstitious woman.
And then it would happen as it must have happened before. To Josephine. No. No, Charles, please, I beg of you, go away.
Go for it, Charles.
Find another girl to love you and...
Do it, Charles, scram!
That's a heck of an offer, Charles.
For your own sake, please.
She's going to tear you to death, Charlie.
Here we are, Father, in the garden.
Oh. Does Sir Edward agree to this separation?
He doesn't know anything about it, Charles.
He's senile.
Don't tell him. Only go, please.
No, I won't. I won't leave you. Not until I know you truly want me.
Hello there, Charles. I'm very glad to see you, my boy.
Good evening, Sir Edward.
I suppose Mary's been telling you about this mysterious ghost business.
And telling us.
She's been quite distracted over it.
She told me something about it, sir.
I'm glad you're here, my boy.
Together we can make her stop talking.
Mary, how do you feel?
Mostly with my hands.
You look tired and it's late. The wedding's tomorrow, you know.
It is?
You see, Charles, what can I do? I'm alone in this. Nobody believes me.
Now, Mary, it's not that we don't believe you. I do, my dear. Of course I do.
You must know this, even as I know, that it's the Spectre Bride.
The Spectre Bride?
The Spectre Bride.
A foolish legend, my boy. Nothing to it. Now listen, Mary. Take the advice of an old man who loves you dearly. Be content to be happy with Charles, because I know you love him very much. Marry and go away on your honeymoon and live your life without ever again thinking about these old family superstitions.
And your certain death.
They mean nothing, believe me.
You're both against me.
Oh, sorry. Shall we back up?
All I can do is pray to heaven that it isn't true, that she hasn't returned.
Now, it's bedtime, my dear. And in the morning, I don't want to see your eyes red from crying.
Use Visine.
Promise me you'll go to sleep.
Will you and Charles do one thing for me, Father?
No.
Of course we will, Mary.
Yes.
Watch tonight for her. As sure as you watch, she'll appear on the path from the chapel. And she'll go solemnly over the lawn to the highway.
My freshly seeded lawn?
Unless tonight she plans to stay.
We'll watch for her. We promise.
Cross my heart and hope you die.
Good night.
Good night, my darling.
Well, finally she's gone.
Good night, Miss Exposition.
There, now. She's gone, and she needs to sleep.
She wants us to sleep.
Frankly, I'm very worried about her, Charles.
But what is it, sir? Mary spoke of her sister. And then when you came, she said the Spectre Bride.
And a lot of stuff in between.
You said it.
What is this legend?
We hardly ever talk about it, my boy.
Because with her, we can't get a word in edgewise.
But now it concerns you. With Mary, I try to make light of it, but in my heart, I know she dreads the legend as much as I.
But what is it?
It has to do with the Dunhills, of course.
Of course.
It goes back several centuries. From father to son, the story has passed down the years.
It may be time to mention it to the daughters.
So it affects only the women in our family. Our daughters, that is.
Yeah, we kind of figured that part.
How's that?
Shh.
Affects them, huh?
Makes them long-winded.
Well, it's the most awful thing. Really, it is.
Really, it is.
The story goes that no female Dunhill, although her love for a man may be deeper than most, can ever keep that love beyond her wedding day.
After meeting Mary, I could see how that could happen.
Oh, Sir Edward, you don't believe
it. Yes, I am afraid I do believe, Charles.
I believe for every Spectre Bride there is.
I remember my unhappy sisters, my daughter Josephine, and I'm in sympathy with Mary's fear. But what can I do?
Stop boring us.
And how does the Spectre Bride figure in the legend?
With her, whomever and whatever she is, the dreadful curse began.
It began at the beginning of the
show. She is the spirit of a woman who takes the body of another woman. A corpse, of course.
And no one can talk to a corpse, of course, unless, of course, the talking corpse is the famous Mr. Dead.
And goes abroad with one purpose.
Flipper?
One purpose, not porpoise.
To destroy love. The story tells that she's allowed this freedom only every seventh night. That at other times, she's forced to remain a ghost. Invisible and formless.
Where?
Where she doesn't have a form, you twit.
I'll tell you. But I want you to know I'm dead serious in this matter. I'm frightened, too. Because, you see, it's reputed that the Spectre Bride haunts the bell tower of our chapel.
You mean the ancient chapel just yonder?
No, Nurse Chapel from Star Trek.
That's where Mary said she saw this ghost.
I know, and I believe her. But it was not my Josephine she saw, Charles. You know that, too.
Then who?
The Spectre Bride. Come to destroy your love for Mary. Come to take you away from us.
She's coming to take you away.
Then that's why she wanted me to believe. Mary believes this ghost story.
Call it what you like.
I call it boring.
How about tedious?
Never ending.
The fact remains, and I'll tell you something else.
Must you?
When I was a young man, only once did I do this.
Oh, yeah, right.
I climbed the narrow stairs to that bell tower. The stairway is almost hidden behind the pipes of the organ.
The organ smokes?
And as I went up them, a terrible feeling of suffocation came over me.
Like we're feeling now.
I managed to climb almost to the top to get a glimpse of the bell. The bell that doesn't ring.
Or toll.
And then I could go no farther.
But you are a father.
I had been warned, but I did not heed the warning.
I wish we heeded the warning.
Too late now, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Then that may have been why Josephine fell from the tower.
How do you figure that?
But why was she there?
I wish I knew, Charles. I wish I knew.
There must be something we can do about this. This demon bride, or whatever she is.
Spectre bride. It's on the title page. Yeah.
Can you trap a ghost? Can you fight an invisible force?
Guess you better call Ghostbusters!
Perhaps not.
Oh, come on, please.
It's a better script.
At least it had a comprehensible plot.
Unless it lives in a form we can understand.
That leaves out this story.
Say a human form, Sir Edward.
A human form, Sir Edward.
The corpse of your daughter.
Ew.
When does this ghost go abroad?
Who are you calling abroad?
The legend says every seventh night. Tonight, at the stroke of 12.
Then come. Let's fetch the keys, quickly now. If Mary can visit your family tomb, so can we.
Oh, boy, we're going to visit the family tomb.
I'll get a picnic lunch.
Everybody.
It's
going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be
fun. I got the sodas.
Here, Charles. Here's the key.
To the executive washroom?
To the crib.
Pay attention.
All right. Let me hold the lantern.
Yes, sir. I'll have the door open in a moment.
You see, the family crypt adjoins the chapel, and... just above us there is the bell tower.
Anybody ask for a tour?
Does this place have a basement?
Like the Alamo?
Here we are, Sir Edward.
Hey, guys, an actual sound effect.
I haven't gotten a lot of these in this show.
Josephine's coffin is the silver one near the north end of the crypt.
Come along.
Hey, we've crept into the crypt. Never mind.
Charles, look. Is that her coffin there?
Oh, that was me coffin, sorry.
The one that stands open?
Yes, open.
Hold the lantern high.
I'll make finger shadows.
The coffin's empty, just as Mary said.
Then it's true. Heaven help us, it's true.
But where could she be? It's only a minute or two after the time of midnight.
Maybe you shouldn't have stopped to play miniature golf on the way over.
Gentlemen.
Oh, who came in?
Oh, she means us.
Are you looking for me?
Charles.
She didn't look a thing like Charles.
There, in the doorway.
Who are you?
Who?
Why, I'm Josephine Dunhill.
I'm Josephine Dunhill.
You're the real Josephine Dunhill. Say your name.
Josephine.
Thank you.
Come to life again.
Or Time, or Newsweek.
My daughter is dead. Her spirit is at peace with the living. You are not Josephine.
I knew Josephine. I worked with Josephine. You, sir, are no Josephine. Oh,
you
sorry.
Are the Spectre Bride.
Are you sure that I'm the Spectre Bride, Sir Edward?
Yes.
I just said that.
We felt your evil ghost before. What do you want here now?
You know as well as I.
No, I don't know.
This young man.
No, he doesn't know either.
I believe he's the suitor for the hand of a fair lady.
I don't know any fair lady.
You're Mary, I believe,
oh,
Sir Edward.
Oh, her.
And tomorrow's our wedding day. Tomorrow, Mary Dunhill will be my wife.
Will she now?
Yes, I just said so.
How certain. Though in your mortal lives, there is nothing certain except death.
And taxes.
And even that can be a thing fraught with ill desire.
Oh, you got audited, too.
You mean the Spectre Bride, don't you, Sir Edward?
She's an IRS auditor?
No wonder she's scary.
What do you want here?
Something more precious than gold.
Good credit.
Sought for by kings and little men.
Jockey shorts?
Something you can feel somewhere inside you like a flame.
Tacos.
Love is an exquisite, precious thing.
And many splendor, too.
That is what I want.
That's what I want.
For years I have heard of your magic. Your lustful hate for those in love.
And your hateful lust.
Would you destroy this wondrous warmth in my daughter's heart?
Nice alliteration.
I would, Sir Edward. Indeed, I would.
You have usurped my other daughter's death.
Usurped?
You have stolen her earthly beauty.
Yuck, put that back.
And taken it for your own.
Only because it serves my needs.
Your knees need serving?
How difficult it is for a man to touch his lips to those of a ghostly bride.
I could do that.
That's the most action I'd have had in weeks.
How uneasy the chill runs down his spine.
Who dumped an icy down my back?
You see, this form I have, this body of Josephine, makes desire for the Spectre Bride run stronger, and she is kissed with fervor and with joy.
I'm fervor.
I'm joy. Kiss us.
Leave us alone.
At 5% interest.
We have had enough of your murderous intent.
Murderous intent?
Homicide in a teepee.
I implore you, let us manage our cursed lives alone.
When my own was taken from me by a jealous thrust by a Dunhill.
When she fell off the tower, she went Dunhill fast.
Yes. Yeah.
No, Sir Edward. Yours is my special bent.
What?
My ghostly food, my evil fun.
Peering in a ghost chow.
And will be until I die.
Then you can die, even as we.
Yes, I can die.
And I can wee.
How?
How can I wee?
How can you die?
Oh.
Your voice is harsh.
Yours is boring.
I do not like it so.
I do not like it with a fox. I do not like it in a box.
Soon you will beg me to forgive you those words, Charles, and implore me to love you again.
You speak as if you love me now. Such nonsense doesn't frighten me.
Good. And I do love you, in my own fashion.
I thought that was Kathy Lee's fashion.
But how can you die?
There was only one who knew, and I took her life because of it.
Where did you take it?
On a picnic.
But now we have talked enough.
No, that passed 10 minutes ago.
Tomorrow is the wedding.
Charles, she'll bring disaster to us.
She's the caterer, huh?
Tomorrow the guests will fill the lawns.
Fill their lawns?
The wedding will occur, Sir Edward, as you planned.
What do you intend to do?
Only what I've done so many times before.
Bore everybody.
Nothing can stop me, my Charles.
Too bad.
By tomorrow you will not care for this arrangement you have made with that Dunhill. You will care only for me.
Oh, yeah?
You will love me more than you thought a mortal man can love a woman.
Oh, yeah?
And I shall love you, too, in my own way.
It isn't such a bad deal after all.
Until my fancy tires.
She has fancy tires?
Probably tubeless.
Oh, transistors, huh?
Good night to you both.
Good night!
Come back, you devil. Sir Edward, she's gone.
Wait. She left without any kind of sound effect?
It's not very dramatic, is
it? Maybe she didn't really leave.
All right, let's back this up. Do the scene again, and this time let's throw in some sound effect.
Good night to you both.
Much better.
Carry on.
Come back, you devil. Sir Edward, she's gone.
It's no use, Charles.
But where is she going? Quick, Sir Edward, follow her.
No.
That would just require more sound effects.
No, for your own sake, leave the manor house. This very hour. It's my duty to warn you. She'll steal your love.
I think her verbosity is contagious.
No matter how strong you think you are, she'll wage a power no man can face without submitting.
Yeah, he's got it all right.
Tomorrow's
a day away.
As she says you will, you'll worship the Spectre Bride even more than your life.
What?
I don't believe it, Sir Edward.
I don't understand it.
No woman, Spectre or not, can force a man to love her.
Yeah, right.
I'm not afraid for myself.
Then for whom?
Don't you see?
No, she stole my glasses.
If she cannot win me away, then she'll destroy the woman I love.
Who's that?
She'll destroy Mary,
oh,
Sir
yeah.
Edward.
Come along quickly, then, to the manor house.
Insert traveling sound effect here.
What a cheap show.
Mary, are you all right?
Open the door, Mary.
What's the matter, Charles?
Mary, calm down.
She's so excitable.
She's going to blow a gasket.
Did you keep watch for her, Father?
We did indeed.
You were right, Mary. The Spectre Bride's here, somewhere at the manor house.
Lock your terrace doors, my child. Lock them.
I'm not afraid.
But you are afraid.
And dull.
Your face is drawn and pale.
Who drew a pale on her face?
It's not I who should fear her, Charles. I can see now that Father is resigned.
I quit.
As I am. Charles, take my hand a moment.
Mary.
It came right off.
My darling Mary.
Tomorrow was to be our wedding day. Now she has come. I know you're no longer mine.
Mary, don't say that. Don't.
You're boring me.
And I'll say good night instead.
That works.
Good night, my child. Take care.
Good night, Father.
Wow, she almost displayed emotion.
I've done as you said. They're gone.
You are sensible as well as beautiful.
As well as dull.
The others foolishly fought me, and their loss was greater.
I've despaired enough. There's a limit to unhappiness.
And we listeners are about to reach it.
On the one side, tears.
And blood and sweat.
And beyond sufficient tears is death. How wise you are.
Yeah, that's me.
Can it be that you really don't love my child?
I love him more than you know.
But you were resigned.
Can we resign?
When the others cried and hated me.
As my sister did. She whose body you inhabit now. She tried to win him back again. Did she succeed, and did you kill her because of that?
She did not succeed.
I saw a bird succeed.
She came too close to a secret I keep vigil over, and she died because of that.
Why do you destroy us with your terror? Who are you that make the Dunhill daughters your special lot for vengeance?
You have asked enough.
With your flowery yet dull prose.
I'd rather you lived a life of my incessant torment than kill you now because you feel this curiosity.
They both have a handle on incessant torment, if you ask me.
What do you want me to do?
Did you hear that? Emotion.
Leave me.
Or something close to it.
To enjoy your sorrow.
My sorrow!
That's enough of that, okay. Guys. Right.
As the sun rises, Charles will wake to my magic.
He set his alarm to it.
And he will love only me. Here is your wedding gown. The lovely veil.
It's from Colorado.
I shall wear them well, and Charles will marry the Spectre Bride because he desires her more than anything in the world.
More than tacos and beer?
Good idea. I'll go get
it. Stay right there. All right.
Since I am your twin, he will not want to tell Sir Edward who I am.
Don't you think the smell of being dead 4 years might tip him off?
And I will stay his bride until I tire of his undying love.
I hate you with all my heart.
And my liver and my spleen, too.
Poor, foolish mortal. Good night.
Good night.
Nice try, guys.
When you love again,
we will meet again.
Let me put on my favorite record. Music to be haunted by.
The love scene from The Spectre Bride.
Soundtrack available at Costco.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Charles, it's I, Mary, here on the terrace outside your window.
Mary, I thought you were asleep. I've been sitting here in the dark waiting for her.
The script writer?
The Spectre Bride.
Oh.
Charles, there's so little time.
Thank heavens.
Will you help me? Do you love me still?
Certainly, I love you more when you're moving.
Shiggity-boom.
I'll always love you, Mary. Always.
But the dawn will come, and then it'll be too late. Listen to me. I can't give you up. I can't. There must be a way to stop her. Help me find the way, Charles.
Help me, Charlie. Yeah.
Get her out of my life.
I will, darling. Anything. But how?
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 I'm not sure. For an hour, I've been hiding in the garden.
And we appreciate it.
She came to my room, and she plans to marry you tomorrow. For by then, you'll have knowledge of her magic charm and...
They're magically delicious.
Gladly love her.
Oh, no, you can't believe that.
It will happen. I know it will.
We all know it will. We've covered this 100 times.
Because it happened before to Josephine. Listen to me closely.
Like I got a choice.
There's not a moment to waste.
Just the past 20 minutes.
It was the morning of the wedding day, and William Tilfer came to tell Josephine he loved another woman.
I love another woman.
And that was what we had feared would happen.
That's what we feared would happen.
You mean the Spectre Bride?
She stole his love from my sister. Josephine couldn't stop it.
Is everybody following this?
No.
No. Totally lost.
That day she asked me not to tell Father what had happened. Then she began her search.
For what?
Better dialogue?
She never told me. But tonight I've asked myself, what could it be except the secret of the Spectre Bride?
Strong enough for a man, but made for a specter.
Where did she search?
In the oldest wing of the manor house. In books, unread for 100 years.
And uncolored for centuries.
And in the ancient family portraits. Afterwards I saw how she'd pried loose the canvases.
But if she found nothing...
Did she find nothing, though? Or did she, after all, find what she was looking for?
A better script.
Don't you see, Charles? Josephine was murdered by the Spectre Bride.
Are you just figuring this out?
Is anybody that slow?
Haunted bell tower.
The audience knew in the first
haunted
5 minutes.
The ghost of this
I guess it
during
the opening credits.
Where hangs the bell that's never told.
Told what?
It doesn't like to ring and tell.
Never once.
Then Josephine must have gone there with reason.
With reason?
With reason.
Oh.
And if she discovered some secret, perhaps the very reason for the Spectre Bride, then maybe that's why she was killed.
I begin to see.
I found Edward's glasses.
Every seventh day, she's allowed to take a human form. At other times, her spirit hovers in the tower, and then a human being cannot go there.
She smells that bad, huh?
But this is a seventh day.
That makes 1 week.
Charles, look, I have the key to the little door behind the organ loft.
The key. Give it to me.
E-flat.
Are you afraid?
No, Charles. Not afraid.
The keys don't scare
because
me.
Because I go with you.
Mary, lift the lantern a bit. This lock will hardly turn.
Hurry, Charles, before she comes.
There. Come along, give me the lantern. I'll lead the way. How narrow it is.
Thank you, I've been dieting.
Be careful, the stair is steep and circular.
When we near the top, hold the lantern down.
I want to check my knees.
From my bedroom window, you can see the tower.
Then she'll surely come.
Don't call her Shirley.
Let's kill some time with sound effects here.
I pray to heaven we're doing the right thing. I pray we are.
Oh, we are. We are. With this dialogue, sound effects are better, trust me.
They climbing the Empire State Building or something?
Mary, here we are. Step up quickly.
How small the tower is. And the bell so huge and still.
Her mouth is big.
Too bad it's not still.
Where shall we look?
I don't know. On the walls, the ceiling, anywhere.
Stand back from the edge. Now you can see how easy it was for Josephine to fall.
Why, if the bell rang, you could scarce escape its motion. There's so little room.
Foreshadowing alert! Foreshadowing alert!
Look on the bell itself. Here, follow the light around it.
There's nothing here, nothing at all.
In the bell or in your head?
This bell must be as old as the chapel itself. Why has it never tolled?
Maybe it's never heard anything worth telling.
Why, you...
Inside the bell. Look inside.
Hold the lantern. I'll climb under it.
You can't fit under this lantern.
Be careful, Charles.
Some say climbing into a bell turns you into a slow-talking idiot.
I can stand upright inside it, Mary.
And they were right.
Pass me the lantern.
Here it is, Charles.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
But what do you see, Charles? Is there any...
Mary, there are words here.
Maybe it's the script.
Lots of them.
Then it's definitely the script.
Words cast in relief on the bell itself.
We could use some relief.
Read them, Charles. Read them to me aloud. Hurry.
They run in a circle.
Yes, fine. Just read them.
Where does it begin?
At the beginning.
Here. Here it is.
As slow as you can, Charles.
Silent be this bell until the time when one of my kinsmen...
Slower!
...whose love is greater than the sorrow of losing it...
Well, that was amazing.
...shall ask forgiveness of Margaret Tolliver for John Ashley Dunhill.
Wow, that was amazing.
Who, because of his jealous love...
Can you hurry it up, please?
...did slay her in this tower...
How much room is in there?
...on our wedding day.
Okay. Must be a huge bell.
1365.
Marked down from 1798.
Only then will this bell toll and the specter of my bride be deposed...
Or decomposed.
...and her evil curse expelled.
Continued on next bell.
This is the legend, then, that Josephine searched for. And died because she found it. Charles, come out. There's someone on the stairs.
How can you tell? We're a little cheap on sound effects here.
Take the lantern. Clomp, quickly now.
Clomp, keep me safe clomp, from her.
Don't be afraid. Clomp. Stand back against the bell.
Door open sound here.
You have invaded my tower.
Just what I expect her to say.
Is it yours now, Margaret Tulliver? Or does it once again belong to the Dunhills?
You have found the legend.
And for my ancestor, I beg your forgiveness. He died with remorse for what he had done. And I live with a love in my heart far greater than the sorrow of losing
him. Hold the bell still.
And her mouth.
Stand against it before it moves.
Mary, come here to the stairs.
Imagine walking sound effects here.
Clomp, 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 clomp.
What are you afraid of, Margaret Tulliver? Afraid the bell will ring?
I never loved him, your John Ashley Dunhill.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
But he loved me with all his heart and soul.
And liver and kidney.
And a side of fries.
That night, here in the tower, I told him that I could never care for one man any more than the rest.
But you could use a rest.
We could use a rest.
And he took me fiercely by the shoulders, and I screamed and went falling to the ground below.
Silently, of course.
And then I cursed him.
Darn you!
And swore to destroy his jealous love. To always destroy the love of a woman, Dunhill.
But when he died, he knew he had left a way to you, because the bell will ring and unbind you from the earth.
Look, even now it moves.
The plot?
The bell.
Oh. Can you hold it still with your spectral charm?
They're tragically delicious.
Don't keep back.
Come down, Mary. Let her hold back the sound alone.
Oh, I guess it's up to me to do the sound effect here.
No, no!
Oh. Mary! Mary! Charles!
Cubby!
Annette!
You've been in the tower.
Father, listen to the bell. Listen to the bell.
Listen to the ringing of the haunted bell.
It rings in spite of her.
She's there, Sir Edward. The spectre bride.
No. No. Didn't you see her plummet from the edge?
Sure didn't hear it.
It was the bell that did it.
'Twas bell killed the beast.
Wrong movie.
Sorry.
With one swing, it pushed her from the tower.
Charles, look there on the ground. The spectre bride. Even as she was murdered hundreds of years ago, so she has died again.
Just like this show.
Oh, my darling, there's nothing to fear any longer.
There's no place like home.
We two are free. Are free.
We're free. The show's over.
We're free.
Turn off that annoying music, will ya? Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for Radio Drama 101, a class presented here on Bells in the Bat Free, episode number 25. Who'd have thunk we'd have come this far? I'm John Bell, your genial host, the writer, producer, director of Bells in the Bat Free. So until next time, this is John Bell saying, keep listening to those quality radio dramas.
Like those heard on the Mutual Audio Network.
Bride.
It's true. Heaven help us, it's true.
Apparently you enjoy listening to audio dramas, since you're hearing this message. I'll keep it short so you can get back to the fun stuff. If you would like to see and experience how all these stories, voices, sound effects, and music come together to create Theater of the Mind. Make plans to visit the Modern Audio Drama Convention in Halifax, Nova Scotia, July 24th through 26th, 2020. Meet the creators. Find out how to write, record, mix, sweeten, and produce movies that play in your head. See what the voices you hear actually look like. We never look like we sound. For all the details, visit madcon.com. That's M-A-D, as in Modern Audio Drama, then dash, as in dash on over, then con, as in convention, duh, then dot, as in it'll be the most fun you've had in a while, period, then com, as in come on over, we'll love to see you. MadCon. Your ears and brain will thank you.